We are up to Perek Yud Mishnah Vav, Chapter 10, Mishnah 6. Continuing in these interesting discussions that we've been having, particularly about someone who's in one area and how we can then, in one domain, in one Rishus, and how we may be able to be in another Rishus simultaneously and carry in some way, shape, or form, but not fully carrying. So that's the continued discussion that we're having over here. So let's see what Mishnah Vav has to say. Lo yamod adam b'rishus hayachid v'yishtev b'rishus harabim. A person can't stand in a rishus hayachid and then lean forward to drink from a cup or from a pitcher or whatever that's in the rishus harabim. So if you're in a rishus hayachid, you can't lean forward to drink from the rishus harabim. B'rishus harabim v'yishtev b'rishus hayachid. And if you're standing in the rishus harabim, you can't lean forward to drink from a cup or a pitcher or whatever that's going to be in the rishus hayachid. The reason why is because the thought is that if you're drinking from it, very nice, but there's no issue there with the actual action. But what might happen is you might say, okay, I'm drinking from it and it's very good, so I'm going to carry it with me with unknowingly. And as a result, Chazal said it's also to do this because it might lead to that. So says the Mishnah, this is only usur unless he brings his head and the rubo and most of his body into the rishus that he's drinking. So if he's standing in the rishus harabim, if he's standing in the rishus harabim, and then he brings his head and most of his body into the rishus hayachid, and he takes a drink from a cup in there, then it's permissible. But anything less than that would not be permissible to drink from there, because the reason why is that ultimately, if you're standing with most of your body in the other rishus, then the chazal were not going to be concerned that he was going to maybe carry the cup from one domain to another, because he clearly realizes that he should not be carrying from one domain to another at this point, because he's in the other domain more or less. Okay, the chayin begas, and now the Mishnah gives a very vague statement. The same applies to a gas, to like a wine press. So what in the world is this talking about? So it seems like it's talking about a wine press specifically regarding the laws of Meisers. How so? So in general, the obligation to bring Meisr from wine only applies once the wine is fully ready. However, Chazal say we don't like you drinking from or eating from the grapes before that process, before that point in time, because that it just doesn't seem appropriate to do so. However, Chazal said you are allowed to snack from all these things. You just can't have a full gazunta meal from them. You could have a little snack, whatever. How do you define a snack? So it seems like the way that the snack is defined is where you're going to be eating from in terms of the grapes or the wine from the press. So what was allowed was specifically snacking from the upper vat of the wine press. The reason why is because no one's going to sit there and have an actual meal in the upper vat. So it's clear you're just snacking. It's clear you're not having an actual meal. Whereas if you're standing next to the wine press or something like that, it would be prohibited to do this quote-unquote snacking, because it's not really a snack anymore. It's a little bit more than a snack. So Chazal say that the same halacha that applies over here with its rishus transference also applies to the wine press, meaning you are allowed to drink or taste a little bit from the upper vat of the wine press as long as most of your body and your head is like leaning over or is basically in the upper vat of the wine press. If not, anything less than that, it's like you're standing next to it, and then it would be prohibited to snack from it at that point. That's how this halacha is connected to the transference of drinking when it comes to or a cup when it comes to Rishus Harabim versus Rishus Hayachid. So that's the connection over here. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. That's not the end of Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Vav continues. Kolet Adam mina mazchila lemata me'asar tvachim. What about, let's say someone is standing in a Rishus Harabim, can he catch water that's falling from like the gutter of a roof in the Rishus Harabim, which, so obviously the gutter of the roof is going to be considered part of this Rishus Hayachid. So can he catch water in a bucket that's falling off the gutter of the roof? So he's standing in Rishus Harabim. Can he catch the stuff that's coming from the Rishus Hayachid? So again, Kolet Adam min hamazchila lemata me'asar tefachim. A person can stand in Rishus Harabim and he can catch water that's falling from a roof gutter as long as he is within 10 tefachim of the ground, meaning he with his bucket, whatever, needs to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. Why is that the case? The thought is because once the water goes with intense vacuum of the ground, then the water is already in the Rishus Harabim. The water transfer naturally by itself. And if that's the case, then you're allowed to get it once it's already in the Rishus Harabim. But if you go any closer to it, then you'll essentially be transferring from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabim, and that would not be permissible, says the Mishnah. Nonetheless, one can drink in any manner from a drain pipe. What's a drain pipe? A drain pipe is something that will jut out from like the wall of the house. at that point, it's already no longer really considered part of the Rosh Hashanah. It's already at this point considered the part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or certainly not in the Rosh Hashanah at the very least. And therefore, as a result, one can drink from this drain pipe. You could even put your lips onto it, or a container, whatever, right up to it, and you could receive the water directly. Again, because this is distance from the house, so therefore there's no concern in terms of collecting water in this way. But when it comes to the other situation of coming from the gutter, you can catch it within 10 tefachim of the ground, but you cannot go right up to it and catch it from there. Okay, that was Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zayin continues. Bor b'Rishus HaRabim. If you have a pit of water or something like that in the Rosh Hashanah, the chuliyasu gavoha asarat tefachim, and you have the translation is an embankment, but what that actually means is that there's like a rim of dirt, or there's some sort of a border around this pit, like the pile of earth that surrounds the pit. So there's this embankment that's 10 tefachim high that surrounds this pit, chalonch al gabav, and then there's a window in a house that overlooks this pit. Mimalin himeno b'Shabbos, says the Mishnah, you are allowed to draw water from the pit on Shabbos. How could that be? Doesn't make any sense, because you are going to be taking, well, it makes sense on some level because you're going just from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, right? The pit is Rosh Hashanah and the house is Rosh Hashanah, but you're going to have to transfer to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So says the Mishnah, no, that's specifically the point. Because you have this like little 10 tefachim high wall that surrounds the pit, so when you take the water out of the pit and it goes up this embankment area, then essentially when you come out of it, you're going to see that you're 10 tefachim high above the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And at that point, since you're 10 tefachim high above the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're in a it's called an Makum Petor, and since you're in a Makum Petor, you're allowed to transfer from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah through a Makum Petor. Ashpa versus Harabim Gavoha Asar Tzvachim, and similarly, if you have like a big pile of trash, a trash heap in Rosh Hashanah Harabim, and it's Ten Tzvachim High, which again, Ten Tzvachim High makes it then on top of it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Chalonch al gabav shofchin l'socha mayim b'Shabbos, so we can pour water onto it on Shabbos from a window that is above it. And over here, the thought is that transferring the water is going to be permissible, but because it's going from one Rosh Hashanah in your house through into the Rosh Hashanah, that is the trash heap, and it's going through the airspace that's more tefachim high above the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is going to be the Makom Petor. So therefore, it is permissible. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Zayin. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches, but for now, we'll stop right here.